بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وثبت في الصحيح أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لعن الواصلة والمستوصلة. Still in this chapter, that it is permissible to curse people on a general basis. That is, for example, may Allah curse all the non-believers, may Allah curse all those people who take interest, etc. But not particularly what a person's name, unless we know, and that we cannot know that he's going to die without iman, or that a person who has died without iman, he can be cursed. But otherwise, to curse any particular individual is not permissible, but on a general basis, because of the sin that they commit, that is permissible. So it has been established in the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed the woman who joins other hair with her hair. That is one of the beauty things which women do, of joining other hair with the hair to make the hair more longer. And from whom she desires this work. That is, whether she does it herself or she gets somebody else and asks somebody else to do it for her. That is also not permissible. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed these type of people who commit these sins. وَأَنَّهُ قَالَ لَعَنَ اللَّهُ آكِلَ الرِّبَى. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah curse the people who consume and who take interest. Who take interest money, may they be cursed also. وَأَنَّهُ لَعَنَ الْمُصَوِّرِينَ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst many hadith where he had where he showed the adab of those people who make photos. In whichever way a person takes photos, whether he draws a sketch and makes a photo, whether he uses a camera or a digital, whichever way that a person makes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed those people who make photos. وَأَنَّهُ قَالَ لَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ غَيَّرَ مَنَارَ الْأَرْضِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed those people who change the measurements of the earth. That is like the borders of your house, where your plot is supposed to be, and you change that the peg, and you make your plot to go 1 meter bigger or something like that. All the measurements of the earth, which are specifications, and those who change them, they are also cursed. A hududaha, the boundaries and the limits of the earth. وَأَنَّهُ قَالَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ السَّارِقْ يَسْرِقُ الْبَيْضَ. And may Allah curse the thief, the people who steal. So much so, even the person who steals one egg. In other words, very little. A person who steals, if on him also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed them. وَأَنَّهُ قَالَ لَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ لَعَنَ وَالِدَيْهِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah curse that person who curses his parents. A person should make dua for his parents. Be kind and good to his parents. Not that he sits and curses them. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed that person who curses his parents. And unfortunately, that sin is also rife amongst us. And a further explanation of this came, the Sahaba in their time just could not comprehend and understand that a person will curse his own parents. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you curse somebody else's parents, you got a fight argument and you curse that person's parents, and in anger and in rage he curses your parents, and you became the cause of the curse of your parents. That is also included in this. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ ذَبِحَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. And may Allah's curses be on those people who slaughter in the name of other gods and idol besides Allah Ta'ala. Like some people slaughter in the name of Pirani Pir, Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali, to slaughter in his name, Ghaus Pak. Somebody slaughter in the name of some idol. This also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed. You can only slaughter in the name of Allah, the one who gave life. You can take life only in his name and in where the permission of Allah Ta'ala is. وأنه قال من أحدث فيها حدثا أو آوى محدثا فعليه لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who brings a new thing in our deen, innovation, a bid'at, a thing which is not part of deen, and he brings that into deen, or a person who gives refuge, who supports, who looks after a person who brings new things into deen, all innovations into deen. So for that person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may the curses of Allah be upon him and the angels and all mankind, because he's changing that great effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made what a great effort, what du'as to prepare this deen and present it to us in its pristine purity. Now to add and subtract to this deen, that is not permissible in any way whatsoever. So we have to be very careful, not only think of bid'atis, but we also, if we are bringing any new thing in deen, then the curses of Allah, the angels and all mankind upon such a person. وأنه قال اللهم الآن رعلا وزكوان وعسيا عسو الله ورسوله. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the community, the people of Ri'la, Zakwan and Usayya. These people, they disobeyed Allah and His Rasul. وَهَذِهِ ثَلَاثُ قَبَائِلٍ مِنَ الْعَرَبِ. And these were three clans of the Arabs who went very much against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and did not accept the deen. وَأَنَّهُ قَالَ لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْيَهُودِ اتَّخَذُوا قُبُورَ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ مَسَاجِدًا. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah curse the Jews, the Yahud, that they made the graves of the Anbiya the places of sajda. In other words, they started worshipping the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. And that was common amongst the Jews. So even this, going to visit the qabr is permissible. Going to visit the qabr of the awliya also is permissible. To go and make sajda there, to make tawaf around the qabr, to ask of the qabr, the person who is in the qabr, fulfill this need of mine, fulfill that need of mine. This is a haram, and the curses of Allah and His Rasul are upon such a person. Also, we must remember, many times in desperation for whatever, especially women for children, they become so desperate that they go and do all these haram things at the qabr, etc. So that is for a shirk also, and the curses of Allah upon such a person. وَأَنَّهُ لَعَنَ الْمُتَشَبِّهِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَبِالنِّسَاءِ وَالْمُتَشَبِّهَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ بِالرِّجَالِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed those men who dress and act and behave like women, and also those women who dress, act and behave like men. This is also, unfortunately, we don't think, and women also say, well, our body is covered, and they wear jacket and trousers, etc., this skirt and blouse, or whatever type of dressing, which is not, which men wear for women to wear such dressing. And also, as we had read in a previous chapter, that we should not belie with our dressing. That is, for many people, unfortunately also, they have gone old, but they still dress like young people. They still wear jeans and t-shirts, etc. They dress like young people. This is not permissible also. And from this point of view, that way where you try and behave like the other person, for man to dress like woman, woman to dress like man, clothing, etc., the curses are on such people also. وَجَمِيعَ هَذِي الْأَلْفَاظِ فِي صَحِيحٍ. And all these kitabs are in the Sahih of Bukhari and Muslim. The next kitab, Babu Tahrim Sabbi al-Muslim bi ghayri haqqin. That it is haram to swear a Muslim when it is not, when there is no cause and no reason for it, and to cause any harm and injury to any Muslim. قال الله تعالى الله تبارك وتعالى says والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. that undoubtedly those people who cause either, who cause harm, injury, who cause discomfort to the believing man and believing woman without any cause for it, they are not justified in doing that. Those people carry a great weight of accusation and an open sin. That is, they have made themselves guilty in the court of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So where it is not permissible to curse any person individually, also it is not permissible to swear and to cause harm and injury to any Muslim.